This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Laura Murillo, President of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. It's politics season. It seems like it's always politics season. And joining us today with the Harris County's office of Stan Merrick, Harris County Clerk Stan Merrick, is none other than Hector De Leon. Hector has been, following voting patterns in Harris County and keeping us up to speed with what the trends are, what it looks like, and why it matters. So joining us today, we've got, again, Hector De Leon. Good morning and welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much, Hector. We know that there are so many things going on. We've got to make sure that folks are out there voting. We just wrapped up the voting for the bond. The Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce was in support of Proposition A, was to bring in an additional $2.5 billion of resources for infrastructure for Harris County. We know that we've got some elections around the corner, and it's so vitally important that Houstonians get out and vote. What are some of the trends? What are you seeing in terms of, who's turning out and why it matters?
Well, one of the things that I've been trying to do some work on to try to inform people how demographics impacts the voter roll.
Okay.
And one of the big things that I'm trying to do is to inform people that the citizen voting age population, when it comes to politics, is what matters, not population. For example, here in Harris County, you say we are 40, Latinos are 42-43% of the population. So when people hear that in the media, folks usually speak about, well, they assume that that should be reflected on election day.
But it's not.
The Latinos should be 42.
So what is the
Well, the number that matters is that the census says that the Latinos comprise 27% of the citizen voting age population.
But of that 27 or 26%, what percentage of Latinos actually show up and vote?
Well, here's the thing, that if we were to be 100% registered to vote, we would be 27% of the registered voters, not 43. At this point, we're 22% of the registered voters in Harris County, and it's significant. That means that 81% of the people there are eligible to vote are registered to vote. So we're not doing as badly as people portray it.
Okay.
And that's the reason that I'm trying to emphasize what the citizen voting age population means, because typically when people think 43% of the population and we're not that, then
right,
people say we're always a disappointment. Continually, there's their narrative that people perpetuate.
Those
that Latinos
keep
don't
disappointing
vote. Yeah, exactly. And there's a narrative that, I don't know if I should mention this, there's a narrative that plays out in Texas that is perpetuated continually, that somehow now Latinos are associated with Texas turning blue or being a Democratic candidate winning in Texas.
Okay.
When in reality, in the state of Texas, Latinos are only 28% of the citizen voting age population. And the main reason that Texas is a red state is because the other party, the Democratic Party candidate statewide, can't get enough of white voters of the white vote to be able to win in Texas.
So I think, don't blame us. Don't cry for us, Argentina. We're trying to do our part. But certainly, Hector, I think all said, you would agree, whether it's 26%, 28%, 46%, we do need to step up and vote.
We need to step up and vote and do it in greater numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But we are voting in bigger numbers than ever here in Harris County.
What do you attribute that to? Why are we voting in bigger numbers today? And why do we need to continue to do so?
Well, as the demographics grow, remember Professor Tacho Mendiola?
Of course,
University
I worked for him. I worked for him eight great years.
He did an analysis way back, and it was very honest. And he hit upon something that that is truthful. He said, a lot of the work that the organizations do is great because they bring to light the need to vote for greater voting among Latinos. But the reality is that if the Latino vote is going to increase, it's going to be about the demographics. The more Latinos there are, the more voters there will be. And that's actually what's happening now. The Latino community is coming in of age, and we are constituting about 50% of all the new registered voters between 18 to 24 years old here in Harris County. Latinos are comprising about 50% of those people who are coming into the voter roll. So
how does it compare to, let's say, the African-American community? What are you seeing, if you could just give us a highlight of the African-American community in Harris County?
Well,
their voting
when
patterns.
You actually look at the percentages, the only group that has actually grown percentage-wise in the voter roll are Latinos. The rest of the major voting groups, like whites, are actually decreased in their percentage share of registered voters in the county. It doesn't mean that they didn't add registered voters.
It just means that
the growth of the Latino
but that's the population
number is
across,
greater.
Across Harris County is that the Latino population continues to expand. And if Latinos had not come to this city,
then
as
now,
an example, we'd see like some other cities where their population has gone down. But Houston continues to thrive and continues to move up that, you know, largest cities.
And to answer your question about the African-American electorate, it's stagnant. Here in Harris County,
it's stagnant.
The growth is among the Latinos and the Asians.
So if you are a candidate and you're listening to us, then you might want to pay some attention to this Latino demographic, to that constituency, to visit with them, to listen to them, to meet with them, to make sure that they are aware that you're out there. Because more and more, we are a community that cannot be marginalized, as we've been
countywide
for a very long time.
Countywide. That's where the strength is for Latinos.
And so we're seeing that we've got some countywide elections, you know, coming up. When you look at Jack Mormon and the Adrian Garcia race, that's going to be an interesting one. Is the Beto Cardenas. I always say Beto Cardenas. That's my buddy over at Vincent and Elkins. Shout out to them for leading our amicus brief on DACA, that they are doing work for us. But it's the other Beto who's running against Ted Cruz. And so a lot of these races, you know, again, Latinos will have a voice and an impact. And so get out there and vote. We know that the bond just, we wrapped up all the voting on that. But with all of the rhetoric nationally, the hope is, Hector, that individuals will go out and be heard. And now more than ever, I think folks need to understand that there are consequences to our voting or lack of voting. And for all the work that is being done over at Harris County, so much attention being paid to making sure that there's transparency. And one more thing I want to touch upon. There's a lot of skepticism given all of the conversations we've had over Russian influencing, you know, our elections here in Harris County. What are some of the things that folks should know in terms of safeguards that are put into place to make sure that nothing like that happens in Harris County?
Well, in every election administrator in the 254 counties in Texas works individually and works with the Secretary of State to ensure that there's steps in place to make sure that the elections have integrity. And at this point, there is no evidence that the Russians or external forces actually impacted the elections here in Harris County or across the state. The example that you can simply provide is that apparently the Russians were favoring one party. And in Harris County, the opposite party has won the presidential contest three election cycles in a row. So those folks, because most of the doubters, a lot of the doubters come from the middle to the left, I guess, wouldn't you think that if the elections were impacted, that the opposite side would have won Harris County, countywide.
So you're safe in Harris County. What we need to do is focus on getting out there and going to vote. Please visit their website, which is harrisvotes.com. Again, harrisvotes.com. For more information, please, again, take your family, your friends. Let's get out there. Let's make a difference. Let's go out and vote. And to our friends over at Harris County, we thank them for all the work they're doing, but especially to the Office of Stan Standard at Harris County Clerk Office. Again, to our friend Hector De Leon, thank you for being here, for always partnering with the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.